Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I don't know if you know this or not, but one of the ways that people attempt to get rid of preachers is to ask the gotcha question, a trick question. Provoke the preacher to say something that sounds outrageously foolish, scandalously stupid, and out of the mainstream. And so that's precisely what the enemies of preacher Jesus do. Lackeys come loaded for bear with the baited question in order to tangle him in his words, to get an answer that makes Jesus look like an idiot, to completely discredit Jesus' ministry and to discredit his character, to completely ruin our Lord's reputation. And then, of course, it will be easy to get rid of him permanently, without any kind of severance package, without ever having any hope to be ever being put on another call list. His ministry will be over. The gotcha question is this. Tell us, preacher, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? They're licking their Mike Wallace 60 Minutes like chops, eagerly waiting for his answer. Their iPhone 6 cameras are at the ready to publish the video all over the World Wide Web, and then they'll have him. If Jesus says it's not lawful to pay taxes, then they've got him for tax evasion and breaking the law. But if he says pay taxes, then the crowds who hate the Romans will turn against him and his ministry. Well, Jesus wasn't born yesterday. He didn't just fall off the turnip truck today. He is not one brick short of a load. He knows he's being set up by big time, by shameless and wicked enemies. Testing me, aren't you? Oh, what's that? Cat got your tongue? Oh, I know what you're up to. Here's a denarius coin that's used to pay taxes. Take a good look at it, boys. All right, now, I've got a two-part question for you. On the denarius coin, whose picture do you see? And what does the writing underneath the pick say? Well, speak up, boys. It's the head of Tiberius Caesar. Well, that's a no-brainer. And it goes without saying what the inscription beneath Tiberius's pick says. This is what it would say underneath Tiberius's image. Caesar Augustus Tiberius, son of the... Are you listening carefully? Son of the divine Augustus. You know what that means, don't you? Of course you do. And that's when Jesus unloads his answer to the gotcha question. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and render to God what are God's. Really? I mean, is Jesus insane? I mean, how could he be so naive? Did he really say that? Yeah, he did, and he meant it. He's as serious as a heart attack. Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and render therefore to God what are God's. Jesus is not trapped. Instead, he blows his opponents away with his words that tell the truth. Their trap has failed. It didn't spring. Enough said. All that is left for his enemies to do is to leave, and off they go. Well, how about you? Are you ready to get out of Dodge, too? Are the Lord's words just too scandalous for you as well? Give Caesar, or any earthly authority like the president or the governor, what belongs to Caesar, the president or the governor. Are you nervous? Are your palms all sweaty now? Are your knees knocking? Are you beginning? What is that I hear? Are you stomping your feet now? You're about ready to give up this Sunday morning gig at Trinity for good, aren't you? Like so many others that have done before you with sermons preached like this. Give Caesar what belongs to Caesar? And if that wasn't bad enough, there is the incredibly troubling statement, another incredibly troubling statement of Jesus when he says, give to God what is God's. Really? Well, that's the straw probably that breaks the camel's back for you, isn't it? You would rather do what? You would rather begrudge and withhold, wouldn't you? As if giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God, that would mean less. Did you hear me? Less for you. And you're not going to do that, are you? And now you're getting ready to leave, ushers. Well, you'd better sit back down. You'd better have ears to hear what Jesus says. It's time to hear the Lord's words as the truth and to repent of your unwillingness to listen and then to faithfully live according to our Lord's words. Yes, it's time. It's time to do that. After all, your words are not better than the Lord's. He knows exactly what he's talking about, and he knows that it's for your good. So it is time for you to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Not because Caesar is God. Good grief. The writing underneath Tiberius's head on the tax coin, Caesar Augustus Tiberius, son of the divine Augustus, was a total first commandment breaker. It was idolatrously bad, wicked. And so too today, political authorities are in no way, shape, or form divine. The president, governors, or any authority are not little divinities. Caesar is Caesar. The president is president. The governor is just simply governor. Human beings. However, you are to give Caesar what is Caesar's. Because the governing authorities are, now listen carefully, because the governing authorities are God's creaturely instruments. God's creaturely servants. God's creaturely hands to do citizens good. They are God's creaturely instruments to keep the peace, establish justice as best they can, punishing criminals and anarchists and terrorists, and to protect the poor, the innocent, and the helpless of society. Kings, presidents, and governors, the Lord would use them for some good. I said some good, not total, but some good in the world for you. And if you're interested in reading about that on your own, read Romans 13. It tells you flat out what I just said. And with these political humans, when they do their work faithfully and with integrity, they are blessings in the way that the Lord intends. And they don't even have to be Christian to do it. Remember in the Old Testament reading that God used an unbelieving Persian king named Cyrus to let Israel go back home from the exile and to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Since the Lord would use them as his instruments, the governing authorities deserve then your respect and your honor. And if you owe taxes or revenue, then pay it, as St. Paul writes in Romans 13. Peter puts it this way in 1 Peter chapter 2. Listen, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. That's parallel to Romans 13. Now, such teaching from Peter and Paul confesses what the Lord Jesus says in the text today. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. If it's taxes, so be it. If it's revenue, so be it. If it is honor, so be it. Why? Because again, the governing authorities are the Lord's instruments in the world to provide you with some earthly, worldly good. I said worldly good. Let us not forget that political authority and politics are for this world, not for the next. You have to remind these people about this. Then there was the second part to what Jesus said. Give to God what belongs to God. What in the world does God want from you? You better be careful how you answer that one. What does God want from you? I'll tell you what he wants. It's an F word. God wants you to trust him with all your heart and his son, Jesus Christ, who died to win your salvation. That F word then, you now know, is faith. Faith is the highest worship of Jesus. Christians worship Jesus as God and as Savior. That's what God wants from you. Let us not forget that Jesus gave his life into Good Friday death for you. He answered for all your sin with the shedding of his divine blood on the cross, and he always comes to you as gift. He's gifted you with the benefits of his dying when he buried you into his Good Friday death at your baptism. He gave you new life and rebirth. He gifts you today with his indestructible body and blood with the bread and wine to give you forgiveness, life, and salvation. It's all for you. My word, what giving that is. What gifts those are. And so then you are to look to Jesus for all your good. That's what he wants from you. He wants you to receive the benefits of his dying and rising, hoping only in him for the resurrection of the body on the last day and life everlasting. Brothers and sisters, faith is worship in spirit and truth, as Jesus talks in the Gospel of John. That's giving to God what is God's. He wants your worship, spelled F-A-I-T-H. Isn't that amazing? So today, every Sunday in all your life, you give to God what is God's, faith in Jesus, the highest worship, who died for you. And throughout your lives, you give to Caesar what is Caesar's, taxes, revenue, honor, respect. Such is the Christian life. It's twofold. Faith in Jesus, giving God what is God's, and second, honor, respect, etc., to earthly authorities, which is the life of love. In the name of Jesus. Amen.